From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, August 24th. Coming up, more on how hospitals are faring during the latest wave of COVID-19. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman will talk with a critical care doctor in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new use of force policy for Urbana police is nearly twice as long as the old one, with an emphasis on de-escalating potentially violent situations. Mayor Diane Marlin did not need council approval for the new policy, but council members reviewed it last night. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Urbana Police Chief Bryant Serafin says the new policy tells officers to look for ways to defuse potentially violent situations whenever possible using de-escalation techniques. He told the Urbana City Council that the central section of the revised use of force policy no longer focuses on just the use of force.
And now it's entitled de-escalation and use of force, with the idea being that is our first effort whenever possible.
Citing advice of legal counsel, Serafin would not say if his department's handling of the controversial 2020 arrest of Aaliyah Lewis would have met the new use of force policy. A consulting firm reviewing the arrest had suggested the old policy needed an overhaul. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Extensive changes are on the horizon for two University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign buildings built more than a century ago. The Rebuild Illinois State funds will help pay for the replacement of Illini Hall and renovation of Altgeld Hall. The 114-year-old Illini Hall will be replaced by a six-story building, which will include a data science center. While on campus yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker said there will also be changes at Altgeld Hall, one of the most iconic buildings on campus.
Altgeld Hall will see its interior transformed into a modern facility while keeping the building's famous exterior intact. It's a transformation that innovates while respecting history.
The $192 million upgrades will be mostly funded by the state. The construction is expected to be completed in 2026. More than a year and a half into the COVID-19 pandemic, childcare providers say they've learned a lot about operating safely. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman has more.
Lynn Bell is the Associate Director of the University of Illinois Child Development Lab, which provides child care to kids through preschool age and supports the U of I's early childhood teaching and research efforts. When they reopened over a year ago, she says researchers pivoted to conduct studies without contact, and the center worked with student teachers who couldn't be in person. Bell says she saw young children quickly adjust to pandemic-related changes, including masks, which makes her surprised to hear concerns about mask requirements for older kids.
Those of us who've been with young children for the past 18 months and they've been showing how much better they are at it than we are, that really is not the big concern.
Bell says the Child Development Lab is now back to full capacity with 160 children and more than 80% of the center's staff is vaccinated. She made her comments on the 21st show. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
COVID-19 has claimed its youngest victim in Champaign County. The News-Gazette reports that a girl in her teens is one of three deaths from COVID reported yesterday. The deaths also included a man in his 60s and a woman in her 90s. That brings the death toll from COVID-19 in Champaign County to 172. Health officials also reported 75 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday, and the number of active cases rose slightly to 892. Still to come, we'll hear more about how area hospitals are handling the latest wave of COVID-19 driven by the Delta variant. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. For more than a month, the number of patients in central Illinois hospitalized with COVID-19 has been steadily rising once again. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with critical care doctor Vishesh Paul to discuss what he's been seeing at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana.
I was looking at some of the State Department of Public Health data, and I noticed that in parts of southern Illinois, ICU capacity is getting to like pretty alarmingly low rates, like below 10%. And I know in Region 6, which includes Champaign County and many surrounding counties, we haven't reached that dire of a point yet. But what does it look like on the ground?
The ICU is nearly full. And just the turnover is also so much. And our census is full. We are opening up additional surge unit also. We have opened up another intermediate slash ICU unit on another floor to take sick patients. And we are constantly getting calls from our partner hospitals to take in patients. And we have been trying to help them as much as we can.
Earlier in the pandemic, when there was a big rise in hospitalizations, I talked with someone about just the calls to transfer patients were coming from further and further away. Is that the same thing happening? You're getting calls from places maybe even beyond the service area, even neighboring states?
Absolutely. Yes, we are seeing that trend come back again. We are getting patients from far, like Southwest, near St. Louis, even from far off in Indiana. Yes, as we are the level one trauma center, we get calls for that, plus also for COVID patients.
Is there anything different you're noticing about COVID patients now versus in previous waves? Can you talk about like vaccinated versus unvaccinated or any other demographics in terms of age? Are you seeing younger people now? How is this current wave of hospitalizations different from the previous ones?
We have a teenager also in the pediatric unit. So it's teenage to adult range, but I would definitely say this time we are seeing the mean is a little younger than what we saw earlier. And I think more than 80% patients that are getting admitted are unvaccinated. We are seeing breakthrough cases in vaccinated also, but more than 90%, I would say, are mild cases, just with cold symptoms or requiring a little oxygen and they recover fast. It's the patients who are unvaccinated, who have other medical conditions also like diabetes and obesity, they are the sickest. And it just feels bad to see them going down rapidly.
I see nationally, it's about 95% of people ending up hospitalized with COVID are unvaccinated now. What is that like for you and for other healthcare providers to be still dealing with this far into the pandemic? Because I know when the vaccine was rolling out, there was a lot of hope that we're going to get protected and we're going to move past this, the light's at the end of the tunnel. What has it been like emotionally to live through all of this?
It gets frustrating. There is, I can see the frustration that despite the vaccine availability, people are, there are a lot of people who are not taking it. And unfortunately, like when we see them in the hospital, there are quite a few who have actually told me, I wish I had taken this if I knew it was going to be like this. Our teams are working hard. They are working tirelessly. Day in, day out, there are COVID patients coming. We are always saying as a community, we need to take action to get vaccinated.
Is it frustrating for you to go out in the community and I guess be aware that 50% of the people in our area are not vaccinated despite the vaccine being available to anyone 12 and older? People aren't wearing masks in the stores even weeks after the CDC changed that guidance. I've noticed that myself. What is it like for you as a healthcare provider to see that sort of thing happening in your own community?
From the place I'm coming from and where my colleagues are and as a medical provider, yes, it is frustrating. We have vaccine available. We are not in shortage. COVID is a serious disease, and this is a preventable problem. And we are urging everybody to get vaccinated, so hopefully we can control this pandemic in the near future.
That's Carle Foundation Hospital critical care doctor and pulmonologist, Dr. Vishesh Paul, speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says heat index values will be above 100 this afternoon with mostly sunny skies and a high of 92 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Reginald Hardwick, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.